Newmarket Today welcomes letters to the editor at debra@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Abject failure, rent hikes, turnover concern some in Newmarket Downtown, March 21, 2023. I read with interest this article, as much of it is in stark contrast to my perception of Main Street Newmarket. Your headline especially seems to promote the misleading idea that Main Street as a whole is an abject failure. Nothing could be further from the truth. Main Street and adjacent Riverwalk Commons are flourishing due to the wonderful businesses, community events, hardworking BIA, and Town of Newmarket initiatives. As a downtown resident, I have witnessed, appreciated and enjoyed the steady improvements provided by the town and the business owners. The changes since I first moved here have been remarkable and most welcome by residents. Although I was disappointed to see Goblets and Goblins move, as I thought they were totally unique and really starting to hit their stride, the pandemic was a nightmare for new and old businesses alike. I can imagine that comic book stores all over are having a difficult time. I get that Stephen Gilbert is angry and frustrated to close after almost 25 years on the street. Some might think that's a good run, for a very specific niche, and in a small town. I don't know. I just strongly disagree that his closing is an indication of failure on part of the town. There were very many positive statements provided in the article that could have made headlines. It's an exciting time for Main Street, to see new businesses open. I'm disappointed that Newmarket Today decided to use such an inflammatory, misleading headline. Jill Kelly, Newmarket.